Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I'm going to be with you for about 50 minutes, around in that period of time. This is BCC week, and I have to tell you, it is a sales pitch. Don't shut off. I don't care how old you are. I don't care what year you graduated from high school. If you're unhappy or you want to be more fulfilled, and we learned this through COVID, you want a career, not a job, because the jobs disappeared. Then what I suggest you do, and I suggested to a fellow many years ago now, when the old Taconic or the new Taconic was being built, he was a laborer. He had already had a knee replacement, and he was in agony. He was going to have a shoulder replacement, or vice versa. I can't remember. Anyhow, long story short, he said, I can't do this for another 20 years. I said, you know what? Get out to BCC. What else would you do? He said, well, I always wanted to be a blank. And I said, well, guess what? I think they have blanks at BCC. Why don't you go out there and sit with somebody, chat with them, and find out what it would take, even if you take one course at a time. That's how you break back in. And I believe his dad told me he did that, and he's no longer in the construction business. He's doing whatever his dream was. That's why it is. I'm having two people I have the utmost respect for. I like them. They're real and they're personable, and they care about the students. And I once had a professor there who said, I taught at a big university. And he said, they cared about enrollment, and they cared about the professors. And occasionally they would mention the students. Where BCC, it is, and I will tell you, I was just there Saturday for their open house. It all student-centered. It always has been, and it always will be, because that is the ethos there. So without further ado, for gras, soup du jour, I'd like to introduce Ellen Kennedy. She is the president of BCC. And Adam Klepetar, whose title is that long, we got to get a trailer truck to get his card put on it. But he's vice president and enrollment. So, I mean, he wears multiple hats. Good morning, everybody. How are you?
I'm doing really well, Bill. Thank you.
We're good. So happy to be with you, Bill, today.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate what you guys do. So many people in Pittsfield who have had careers and now, like myself, have retired because of BCC. And we've had great lives and great careers. I mean, I look at myself. I had the opportunity to go and spend 3 years in South Africa helping with the Mandela transition. I mean, that is, you want to talk about the high point in the career? That was my high point.
Yeah, right now we have this free community college program, and you know, hats off to Governor Haley and Lieutenant Governor Driscoll and the legislature for supporting it. And then Karen Spilka, the Senate president, for pushing free community college for all. Like, we're just, kind of crazy expression, but going gangbusters right now. We're just seeing such a growth in our enrollment. We're so proud. We have students returning who had started and maybe for a variety of reasons stepped away and then decided, well, too late to do this now. And now they're coming back. Yeah. And we're seeing people coming for the first time who never came at all. We're seeing fresh, newly minted high school graduates. But most of our growth is in the 25 years and older. So no one, as you pointed out, it is never, ever too late. And it's really exciting to hear their stories. And Adam is actually like on the front lines of all of this. I just ran down before we were about to speak with you to check in on how they're doing in our one stop. And they said it's a perfect wait, but they know we're going to get really busy soon. So I don't know what you want to say about all of it, Adam.
Yeah, I mean, I think our enrollment is really, really strong. We've been working since we opened up registration. I think one of the things that I'm very, very pleased about is that our continuing student numbers are as strong as they are. So it means that the students who've come in through these two free community college programs are staying. And I think that was one of the things we were worried about. But, recruiting someone for something that's free is isn't the hardest thing in the world to do, but getting them here and keeping them here and towards their personal goals, both educationally and in terms of a career, I think really important to us, really important to the Commonwealth, really important to the individual and their family. So I think, yeah, things are going really, really well at BCC at the moment.
And let's face it too, but I think you guys should take some credit for it because you are student centered. And you're all in higher education. You know that not all of them are, worry about little Johnny who's struggling in math. And if you get to see the president of the college, is probably getting in his or her car. Hey, how you doing? So I applaud you for what you're doing and all that you've done, as I said. But I will caution people: go there with the intent to learn. If you need help, reach out. Their help is there. When I went to BCC, there was a bunch of us returning from Vietnam. And some of us were, let's put it this way, we weren't at the top half of our class out of high school. We'll leave it at that. Although I like to think that I made the top half look good. But then we came to BCC, and I'll admit, I struggled in the beginning. And I was working. And so I had to time manage myself and have the books and do the work. And I know a couple of my colleagues needed tutoring and they got it. And the only persons that knew they were getting tutored was the tutor and them and who they told. And that's a credit to your instant. Oh, what? Oh, geez. And I lost my link. Oh, no. God damn it. There I am. I'm going to shut this phone off. I've never had that happen. Isn't that weird? Well, I'm weird, but anyhow, but that's a credit to Berkshire Community College. And now,
It's
Adam, just take a minute and I'm sorry, Ellen.
no,
And
go ahead,
just
Adam.
what the free college is. Explain it a little bit for the folks.
Yeah, so there are two different programs. One, as Ellen mentioned earlier, came first, which was for 25 and older students, and then a second program came last year, that's free community college for all. It really doesn't matter to the individual which program you're getting. As long as you take 6 credits and you apply for aid and you're eligible, which the vast majority of our applicants are, you get free community college, which means that your tuition and your fees are paid for as long as you're taking 6 credits, which is two classes, and they come with a book stipend. Depending which program you're in, it can change a little bit. Financially, it becomes very individualized for people, but what makes this one really simple is if you are a Massachusetts resident and you apply for aid, and you just apply for the aid like you apply for any other aid at any college or university in the country, you end up getting one of these programs that pays your tuition and your fees. Some of the students are double dipping into the two programs. Again, it doesn't really matter to the individual. Our financial aid office has to put the puzzle together behind the scenes, but for you, the prospective student, you're not going to be paying tuition or fees at a community college, including
Yeah,
Berkshire.
and
And
our first graduate, Bill, just mentioned we
Johnny,
had a
yeah.
number of graduates, but the valedictorian this year
Yes, I
was,
saw that.
yeah, it was so exciting, and to
Yeah.
have him tell his story, and it really, I think it resonated not only with our students and our faculty, but also with everybody who was there that day. And we happened to have the Commissioner of Higher Education, Noe Ortega. And he told a powerful story, but it was really wonderful to see the way though both of their speeches that complemented each other. But to have this student say, "I started, I stopped, I wasn't doing well, went off and worked for many years, and
Yeah.
then started seeing this, and I came back." And he enjoyed it so much and did so well, obviously, as a valedictorian. He's coming back to complete another degree in pursuit of continuing
Oh.
his education toward a bachelor's. So we're really, really
Lovely.
excited and proud of how that this program played a role. It's really doing what it was intended to do.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, I think, as I said, how many of us have gone through BCC, started with, we used to call it BC on the Common, gone to be, and then went out. I went to Vietnam and back and in the military, and then out to the new campus, and we're now retired. And kind of a suggestion maybe for your alum person, have reach out to them and see if they'll write a caption, even a paragraph about their how BCC made their careers. I'd be more than happy to do it.
Well, I think one thing you said earlier was when your cohort came back, there were the college has a long history of putting students in the center of what we do. And I think that's absolutely true. I've been here for 9 years, and I worked at a fairly large university before I came here. And it is true that at the university I worked at before I came here, faculty were primarily evaluated based on their scholarship and their publications
Research.
and their research. So it's honestly, secondly, probably service to the community, and thirdly, their teaching. Our faculty do publish, they do research, they do all kinds of exploration, but they're evaluated on teaching, and I think they choose to work at the institution because they want to be in the classroom and they want to be teaching students. And I think that's one of the things that's really been wonderful for me to kind of come to a community college and see that. But the other thing you talked about was people choosing to take advantage of the services that we offer. And we have a lot of people who work here. And we talked about the two free community colleges that the state has, or the Commonwealth has funded. They've also put $18 million into a program that's really our retention effort, our student success effort. It's called the Success Program. And we just were looking at this since the last time our enrollment was at the same level that it's going to be this fall. We have doubled the number of people that we have that do outside of the class support for students. And I had the pleasure to talk to our STEM Starter Academy. It's a group of young people who've chosen to give up the end of their summer to be on our campus and get a real head start. And I was telling them, like, you're already doing the right thing, but don't let it stop with the program. We really have a person on campus and a support structure on campus for anyone who has any issue you can think of, be it I need an accommodation in a classroom, I need tutoring, I'm not sure where I'm going to get my next meal, I've got housing insecurity, I need personal counseling, that there I need help thinking about what I might want to do. Not all of our students show up on the first day and know what you'd said that guy had blank, that was his passion. Not all of our students know what they want to do. We have people who are eager to work with students and support them in their journey and to kind of help them when things don't go right, which happens for all of us. At some point, we need help, and we've been really fortunate to be able to invest in a very strong faculty, but also a very strong network of people that are here to support our students outside of their studies, or complement their studies.
And I think that's kind of important. And I can't remember the lady that runs that that program of helping people. She's
Megan
not,
Donnelly.
yeah.
Megan Donnelly.
She's been on the show. I mean, she emanates caring. I mean, you can walk and the first thing that comes into your mind is she cares. And it's so important, I think, to let people know. I can remember when I was going there, they had a program. I don't think it was free, but somehow we had some, and they the people, the ladies would come out in a cab. Like three or four of them in one cab, get dropped off, come into class. They had child care that w was provided for. And I will tell you, they were so grateful because they were learning, and it was a sociology class. So I mean, it was good for the rest of us. And I like to think, and actually, Bill Mulholland, we had him as a teacher, and he made a comment one time about how having the mixed group, the kids right out of high school and us, made the class more enriching and fulfilling because everybody could add, we could add things they had no clue about.
I think that's the secret sauce of community colleges is they
I
really
agree. Mean,
reflect the real world, the ages, backgrounds, socioeconomically, racial identity, LGBTQ, like everything is just captured in the moment. And I think sometimes people walk in and they're looking around on that first day going, well, I'm trying to see myself here. And then a couple classes in, they've developed these really rich new relationships, and we often find students, they find each other. Students who think, well, I'm too old or no one's going to be like me, and usually within a few days they found people just like them or people who
Yeah.
have a shared interest, and it's really exciting.
I think that's true. And I think there's also something pretty beautiful about some of the intergenerational relationships that happen among our students. So I do think we often see students walk in the first couple of days and that they're my age. And they're like, oh, there's no one else here. I feel like I'm too old. And to Ellen's point, they find someone else who's the same age as them and has some of those same kind of background anchors so that they have that in common with one another. But one of the things that I've heard our students talk about a lot over the years is these relationships that they build with someone who's old enough to be their mother or young enough to be their granddaughter, and how they really learn from one another. And I think your point, Ellen, about my undergraduate experience, everyone was the same age. We were all 18 to 22. And then you get into the world of work, and all of a sudden you're dealing with people who are 22 to 70 years old, and you don't really have any experience outside of your kind of your family unit. And I do think there's something to coming to a place and learning in an environment that's reflective of what the world of work is going to be like.
And I think the cross, my term, cross learning, because when we listen to some of them, maybe some of us were the 17-year-olds, the high school grad, remembered, and I can remember too, and I say this every time when you come on, you're graduating from high school, you're going to go to BCC. And everybody else, somebody else is going to UMass or wherever. Just let me caution you about this. BCC is not grade 13. The rigorous courses, you're going to have to work because I'll tell you from experience. First semester, we had about, oh, I'd say six or eight current high school grads. And about, there was like five or six of us from Vietnam and a couple of other adults. Two of those high school kids never came back because they didn't take it seriously. So while your friends may be going to these big name schools and you're going to BCC, you'll get as good as an education as they got, and you'll save a few shekels along the way.
I think that is a really important piece because, especially with free community college right now, it's grown so incredibly expensive to pursue a college education. And being able to have small classes, I mean, anywhere from eight students to 32, 32 would be the largest, but our English classes, the Comp 1 class, are 16 students. I mean, it's really intensive to support the student. And our aim is for those who intend to transfer, I want to give you an incredibly strong foundation and teach you how to, either build on the skills you already have or maybe give you some new ones to be a successful student and learner so that when you go on to the next institution, and we hear this from UMass, we hear this from other institutions, our students are more successful than the native students at those institutions, the students who transfer in. Because they're really well prepared. They're coming from small classes. They have the ability to interact with their faculty. They've learned how to talk to their faculty member and, how to email, how to communicate, how to critically think. We really help them build those particular kinds of skills. And then they go off and they're really successful. And they might have saved anywhere from 50 to 75,000 a year on
Yeah, at
those couple of
least.
years. So it's really exciting.
I do, and I also just want to add, I
Yeah,
think it
please.
is true that there are students who come to ECC that are not engaged to the level that
Right.
we would want them to be engaged. I also believe that every student that comes here can be successful, and that we have the support structures in place
I
that
do.
if you do your, I would say this to students, if you do your part, I guarantee you we're going to do our part.
Yep.
And sometimes the doing your part piece is admitting that you need help and asking for it. And I know, especially having at one point in time, a long time ago now, being a young man myself, that that's particularly hard for young men to say, I
Yeah.
have a weakness, I need help, and asking for it. But honestly, it's really a strength to say I have some areas where I need help and development, and I'm going to go and get that help. And we just have
Yeah.
so many people. We're very well resourced in terms of very strong people who can support students. So I think to your point, Bill,
Yeah.
don't think it's just 13th grade, an extension of high school. You're going to college. These are credits that are going to transfer to any institution in the
Yeah.
country, and they're going to be rigorous. But one of the great things is you're going to be taught by somebody who wants to teach, and you're going to have the ability to be surrounded by a support structure that you can be successful if you lean into it.
And I think too, the other piece that it brings BCC is, and I have to say, I graduated in BCC in the summer, and I was there for open house or celebration, and God, let's not forget, thank you, Tom Wachowski, and I hope you rest in peace forever, because what you've done, you've changed, not even knowing it, you've changed so many lives for the better. But once you go to BCC, you're part of their middle name, community. I don't care how old you get to be, how successful you've gotten to be, you can always walk on that campus, and the longest journey starts with the first step. And I can remember when I came back, it started at BCC. Ellen said it earlier on. I question, is this the right thing for me? You know, because I wasn't a stellar, I was a socialite in par excellence in high school. And
That
then they
didn't
told me
change
in the
much.
senior,
That hasn't changed much, Bill.
yeah, well, that's true. What can I tell you? I have a shirt that says, with a head like this, with a head like this, who needs a body like, you know, muscle man? But when we got there, it was really, you were encouraged to accept the community, to accept you are a BCC student. And you might want to share that with your incoming professor or your incoming to share with your kids. Now you're here, you are part of the BCC community.
Yeah, I love that concept, Bill. And I think the other piece is probably all of us at some point in our life were in a place where we were told to look to the left and look to the right,
Yeah.
and
Oh,
one
yeah.
of them was not going to be graduating. And I think here we say, look to the left and look to the right. We're all crossing that stage at Tanglewood, and we're committed. The college is committed. You need to commit. You know, you need to do the work. It's not going to be, you don't come in, pay your bill, and you get the
Right.
degree. You have to work to earn the degree. But it's really all about affirmation and support and helping people on that journey. And I really love that it's all, our faculty have embraced that they want students to complete. This isn't a weeding out process of who
Right,
gets to have a degree and who doesn't. It's really
yeah.
all about everyone learns differently, but you do the work. And sometimes there are alternative assignments to let students demonstrate they're learning in different ways. And we're just
Yeah.
really proud of an extraordinary faculty and all the supports, like a great team of people who just care so much. People love, we talk about that all the time, that we all get to wake up in the morning and know that we're going off to do some
Right.
really good work and support really wonderful people.
And I have to, before we run out of time, I have to also emphasize this. You're special, you have special needs, you have a disability, whatever. These people will ensure you'll get your education. Don't let that hold you back. They have a group of people there that will be, I'm sure, elevated to sainthood at some point. Because they have, over the years, I have seen people with physical disabilities, some other autistic, and they all of a sudden they are part of community. And I have to tell you, I'm sure other places do that, other educational institutions, but I don't think they do it to the degree that BCC does it, because they're checking all the time, and I've seen it. I've seen it. Are you doing okay? Do you need anything? No one's forgotten there. No one. And to like one guy said, if she asked me one more time, am I doing okay? I'm going to tell her yes until you come up. And my response to him was, but she cares. He goes, you know, you're right. And that's kind of BCC. And enrollment's still going on. And we got to take, because, you know, Ellen, Adam's in charge of enrollment too. Don't tell him. But they have the, I only wish they had it when I was there. They have the greatest enrollment situation you could ever have. Believe me when I tell you. It's amazing. It's one-stop shopping. And that truly is the deal. You walk in and say, hi, I'd like to talk about somebody about coming to BCC, and I don't know what I want to major in yet. Right over here. I want to talk to somebody about majoring in right over here. And I have to, before I forget, because you know my, you know what you're dealing with here. I got post-it notes all over, and my notes pads right here. What a nursing program they have at Berkshire Community College. And now you can go from Berkshire up to Mass, what do they call it? Mass College of Liberal Arts. In my head, it's still North Adams State, but is it? Congratulations.
Yeah, we're really excited that we're and one of the things I've shared this with you in the past that
Yeah.
the student who pursues a nursing degree and associate degree in nursing at Berkshire can complete the first 90 credits of
Yeah.
their BSN at Berkshire Community College, part of free community college perhaps, or pay for a few credits if you don't time it just perfectly. But then they can complete the last 30 credits. A number of our transfer partners will just allow them to come in and do the last 30. We've had extraordinary success the last few years, 100% pass rate on our NCLEX. We're not yet transferring to MCLA. They're in the early stages
Oh,
of their
okay. I'm sorry.
program.
Thank
But
you.
no, we'll get there. We're just not there
Yeah.
yet. While they develop out their program, they it wasn't it, nursing programs are really tricky in how
Oh,
the
yeah.
credits and the courses align and what has to happen. So it has to time so that our students could go there and complete the last 30 credits. So it'll all come out in the long run, but right now we have some great partners. We have actually a person, a faculty member who just works with students on where what are you going to do next? Like, do you want to go
Oh,
do your
yeah.
BSN? Here are all your options, and we work with them to complete that. Adam knows it better. Adam's actually developing a program for our students in pre-nursing to help them
Cool.
be
Oh, yeah.
more connected.
Yeah, and I'm very close to nurses because my mother, my sister, and all my aunts were nurses. They graduated from St. Luke's. But the one thing I did want to say too is I interviewed in Lori Gordy and Lori Moon. Lori Moon, the head of nursing, she's a nurse's nurse.
She is.
And again, if you're interested in nursing now, if you're interested in nursing, get out there to talk to somebody at BCC because you may have to take some prerequisite courses to qualify to go in the nursing. So it's and be prepared. Be prepared to work. I can't thank you both enough for your time. I can't, as I said, I'm looking over here. I got a picture of Nelson Mandela hanging in my office. And you're on the same category. It was the greatest experience of my life, but so was BCC for that phase of my life. Walking on there, walking up that steps for the listeners and the viewers. Yes, I questioned myself too. Is this the right thing? Am I? And of course, we had the worst GI Bill ever written, so it cost me money to go there. It didn't co cover it all. But the education I got at BCC instilled in me enough to go on because they showed me I could do it. And they still do that every single day.
Bill, one of the things that I was thinking about as you were talking, and I am fortunate to have gotten to know you and your story and all of the amazing things you've done, is in a lot of ways you kind of embody part of what it is that we try to teach students. And it is important when you come to a community college that there's a career at the end. I think you articulate this really nicely. It's not just about job training, it's about really positioning people to have a career. And I think that one of the distinguishing factors between a job and a career is that it gets baked into who you are and also the place that you serve. And one of the things that I always am struck by when I get to engage with you is how you kind of carry yourself. You carry BCC with you, but you carry yourself as a champion of this community. And you're tirelessly promoting the arts. You're working to just make this a better place to live, to make people have pride in the place that they are. And I think that's one of the things that we strive to do. It is about providing an excellent education. It is about opening up economic pathways for people who might not have otherwise had them. But I think that we see that as kind of a part of a bigger place in our service to this community, and that we are grounded here, and that Ellen always talks about how we should be the gathering place for anything that's going on in the community. And it's really hard to see separation between Berkshire Community College and the Berkshires. If you go into any organization, we're at a table, we are convening people, we're making other connections, and I hope that that's what our alumni do too. And you think you're just a shining example of it.
Close to a child.
Well, it's very kind of you to say that, and I mean that, and thank you. They're kind words. And when I started doing radio in Pittsfield, there was another couple of shows on it. They just tore the town down, and of course they've never been anywhere. So it's easy when you've never been anywhere to criticize where you're at. And I will tell you, I think the world of this city. And all the and I think anybody who questions my loyalty to BCC, well, you need to have your head examined, because I am always telling people, especially, and you know this, Ellen, too, especially people who are dead ends, and they don't think they can, and they're kind of afraid to try. So all I say is, come on, boys and girls. You can do it. If I can do it, anybody can do it. And that's not an exaggeration. I've worked hard. I won't kid you. I've worked hard to be successful. And I certainly have had my critics along the way. And I still do. When this program airs, I'll get some critics. But that's okay, because somebody's got to hate somebody. I don't. I'd rather say this. Ellen and Adam, keep up the great work, and all your faculty and staff. You could tell them they were excited as all get out to go. So, thank you so much for the opportunity and the invite to come back, and thank you for coming on this program. And I'm always here for BCC. You
Thank
know
you.
that. Anything. And I will say this because I can, Grandma. Have a wonderful day. Yours is coming, brother. We
Not
can.
for a while. He's got a while. We're
Yeah,
young. Let's hope not.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR-FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
Greetings, this is John Pollock, host of The Jazz Train, which comes your way every Saturday night from 10 to 11:30. The Jazz Train generally features music recorded on a particular calendar date in years past and provides relevant commentary and discographical details. So why not join me for a ride on The Jazz Train for a weekly musical adventure, coming to you on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the morning drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
This is BCC Week, and I have to tell you, and I'll preface every show by this, I owe my career, and I had a great career, I traveled the world. I owe my career to BCC. That's where I started my education, returning from Vietnam. They welcomed us with open arms at BCC. We won't talk about the other college we all tried to go to, who asked us to change, as one of the professors there asked us to change sections because he did not believe in the Vietnam War, nor those who fought it. So with that, BCC, this is the other thing. If your midlife career or COVID left you without a career and just a job, that's what we all learned from COVID. Do we have careers or do we have jobs? Mm-hmm. Now's your time to get out to BCC. It's not too late. It's not too late. And they will give you the best advice. And one thing they have there, and I call it one-stop shopping. You go through the door and everything you need is right there. You don't have to go upstairs, downstairs. Think about it. Grandparents, parents, first 2 years could be very expensive and it doesn't need to be. Just think. All right, that's my sales pitch. But I'm going to have them introduce Matt. We're going to start with the guy with hair. And he's got a lot of it. And I'm going to ask him the next time he goes to get it trimmed, save me the clippings, because next winter I'm going to start weaving a wig. Matt, tell us what you do and who you are.
Sure. So I'm Matt Mueller. I'm the Dean for Humanities, Behavioral, and Social Sciences. So I oversee a pretty large division with a lot of exciting programs in it. We have, you know, fine arts, theater, music, criminal justice, human services. We have a large liberal arts program that has a lot of different disciplines in it, history, psychology, communications, sociology, which is Lori Gordy's favorite program, English, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a pretty large division. And I should also mention education. We have education, great education programs, human services. So a lot of exciting stuff that I get to be a part of.
I'm so happy for you guys. I really am. And you, I like I said, I started at BCC. A bunch of us came back from Vietnam. We were all kind of like a cohort, I guess, all helping each other. And some of us needed tutoring. And it was done so professionally and quietly that no one else knew in our group until they told us. So that's a hats off to BCC for your excellent education. And now I have to go to Lori Moon because I'm trying to adapt her husband off the golf course. Mow lawns, do something constructive.
Hi, I'm Lori Moon. I'm the Dean of Nursing, Health, and Wellness. That includes a lot of programs, including our biggest program, which is nursing in my division. We have over 230 nursing students joining us in a couple of weeks, so we're very excited about that. I also cover physical therapy, assistant respiratory therapy, paramedicine, which is one of our newer programs, dental hygiene, which is a newer articulation agreement with STCC in Springfield, fire science, and my newest program is medical coding and health information management that I've just started to oversee from another division.
Doesn't pay to go on vacation, does it?
That's right.
I found that out years ago. I never took a vacation. And Lori Gordy, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. Thank you.
Yeah. Tell us what you do, and I know, but the audience doesn't.
Oh, yeah, people ask me all the time, what is it that you do? So I oversee all of academic affairs, which includes the two divisions that Matt and Lori have described, as well as our division of science and business. And we have a new dean who just started about a little over a month ago in that division. And then it also oversees the library and learning commons and our division of teaching and learning. So there are several areas in the academic affairs that we, geez, sorry, that we oversee. And mostly my job is to ensure high quality academic experiences. And so fortunately, I get to work with some wonderful people such as Matt and Lori to in this role. And we get to see, what for me is we're so rewarding that powerful ability that BCC has to change lives. And by changing one person's life, we change their family and we change
That's
the
right.
community.
And the other piece, and I again from my own experience, don't make the mistake that BCC is grade 13 of high school. BCC, when you sign up to go to a course, it's as rigorous as a course you'd get anywhere. Believe me when I tell you, there were many a night when I sat in a cruiser, don't tell the chief, reading and trying to finish my homework. But it put me on a level on to compete anywhere I went in any other academic institution. And that's gospel, boys and girls. Trust me when I tell you. So listen, we're gonna get on. Who wants to go first? And Matt, you have the Lori has a big spot. But I'll start with what's the, you have all these really in-depth courses. If you had to pick one, what would be your favorite?
Oh gosh, I think I'll probably get in trouble with faculty if I single out one course and then they'll all say,
One
well,
discipline. Let's go with discipline.
what about so I come from an English background, so I taught at BCC for
Yeah.
years before stepping into this role. So, I feel very closely tied to the English department. But I have to say, one of the really fun things about being in this role is I get to sit in on all these other really interesting courses. So, for example, we have a wonderful course in psychology, which is all about trauma and how to understand how to work with trauma. And so that's a new course that we just started last year, and it's running again this fall. So it's very exciting, to have courses like that. We have Paul Mark teaching a government course, so it's pretty
Yeah.
cool to have a
Yeah.
student who's
And he's one of my
teaching.
favorite people in the world, Paul. He's on the show a lot, all once a month.
Yeah, so that's really wonderful. We have we built a really beautiful recording studio. So this is, state-of-the-art recording studio. And so we're teaching a class for the first time this fall in the studio, all about recording studio techniques. So
Wow.
that's very exciting. So students can actually get in there and use it and figure out how all of that works.
Oh, wow.
So it's a big part of, I think, what we try to do in so many of our classes is really get students in there, have, hands-on learning, make sure that they really understand how. I think that's a great way to learn.
And so the people, what I found with BCC also, so many of your adjuncts are real life professionals.
Yeah.
So, I have to tell the story. I won't mention the school, but it's in Massachusetts, a big school, may be named after the state. I was working with a PhD student, or not working with him. I knew him through my son, and he was getting his PhD. And so I was doing a supervisory course, training course for the Department of Youth Services. You made me think of it when. And I said, why don't you come and hear real, from people that are on the bricks? And he went back and told his guide or whatever the head of PhD is. And he said, oh my God, you've corrupted your mind. Now, I was a real dummy. And I really thought you go to college to learn techniques to make the world, the real world, a better place. That's what I found BCC does. In your criminal justice program, I don't think there's a cop in Berkshire County who hasn't graduated from that.
Yeah, and Rena Bucknell, who runs that program, has also done a wonderful job of bringing in speakers. I visited one class where Sheriff Bowler came, and so it's trying to form connections in the community and give students that access to what it might really look like.
Yeah, real world, not theoretical.
Well, theoretical too. You want to combine them,
Yeah,
right?
right. You
Ideally.
have to have the theory to bring to the real world, but then
Correct.
you have to. But I always found sometimes implementing theory, because I'll give you an example, and then I'll be quiet. I don't think a lot of the juvenile stuff today is caught up with the 21st century juveniles. That's just my opinion, and I ran the Violent Youthful Offender Program for the DOJ. So, Lori Moon, Dean of Nursing, I could, me Shanley Irish mother was a St. Luke's graduate nursing. Yeah, my sister's a nurse. All my aunts were nurses. It's a beautiful profession.
Yes.
What if
And I
it's
have to
not?
say, if you ask me the favorite, I can't nursing because I am a nurse and
Yeah.
have been a nurse for 30 something odd years. But all the programs in our division are all programs that lead right to a job, and they're all health caring or caring jobs, whether it's fire science or dental hygiene or paramedicine or physical therapy. So I feel like it's really an honor to be able to train and educate our community, to take care of our community. So all the programs are my favorite. Nursing will always be my number one
Well,
because I am a nurse, but I think they're all important, and we all work as a team in the healthcare field, so it's important that we're making sure to provide those needs for the community, whatever the healthcare needs are, that we're creating programs if we can, or having articulation agreements with other colleges so that we can have those folks right here in our community.
and I would say the majority of nurses at BMC are BCC graduates.
It's really kind of cool when
Yeah.
we do rounds a couple times this semester, day and evening, when our students are there, and it's really cool to see. I've been here for 9 years this month, and it's really cool to see all the nurses that are running floors that came through our program, and yeah,
Yeah.
it's really very rewarding.
And I have to shout out, I don't know if this young lady went to your program or not. I had to go to BMC on Sunday to have an ultrasound, and this lady by the name of Markey, that was her name. I don't know if it's her first or last, but that I so professional and so caring and giving. Because I was a little nervous about it, but and I think that's part of your training. I mean, even I can remember going through the police training, criminal justice, with the old George Crane, God rest his soul, saying you got to remember some of these people you're going to interact with, they've been through hell. And I never forgot that. And that's one of the things I think boys and girls and men and women, viewers and listeners, BCC brings. I always say this, when I walk on that campus, I still feel I belong. Because once you be part of, it's Berkshire Community College, and you become a part of that community. I really believe that with my whole heart. What do you think, Lori?
Me or Lori?
Yeah, oh, yeah, you guys got to change names now. Lori Gordy, I'm sorry.
That's good. No, I concur. And I think one of the things about BCC as well is that a large percentage, I don't have the exact number, but of our graduates stay in the community or come back to the community, and if they go on to a 4-year or even to a master's and doctorate. And so it's great to see, as you're saying, to see people in the community who have come through BCC, which is really rewarding, and it really makes you feel like we are living up to our name, which, as you said, has Berkshire Community College, and we do. While we are open access institutions, so we want everyone to feel a sense of belonging and a connection on campus, even you, Bill. So
I
I'm
know.
I know. So
I
I'm
was
glad.
I thought well, not so much Ellen, but Adam would have had the had me escorted off the grounds again. But he
Probably,
didn't. He
but
said all alumni are welcome today.
that's our intent, and so we really try to live that every day by helping people feel
Like they do belong, and they will be successful if
Yeah.
they, you know, give us a chance and give themselves a chance and believe in themselves and do the work. So it's a very rewarding place to be, to work and to see the impact that our faculty and staff have every day.
And the other piece, I think you guys learned so much during COVID because you hardly ever missed a step. And I think that's important. You know, a lot of people were sent home or whatever, but you guys, I just was with a family where the daughter had a tough time going back after COVID because, you know, you can become complacent, I guess. But BCC handled COVID in a flow. I mean, really easy flow. What did you learn from that? I'll start with Matt. I'll start with you. What did you learn? Because you got I mean, a variety of people that you had to coordinate to deliver.
Yeah, so I learned a lot from that experience, and I think my experience may be a little bit different than Lori and Lori's, because I was faculty at that time, so I
Oh.
was teaching my course load,
Oh,
and
wow.
then all of a sudden we
How cool.
went on spring break, and then the country shut down,
Yeah.
so I got to go through this really amazing training that the college put together to get everybody up to speed on how to move their courses online. And I felt really lucky to be at a college that really supported that and that supported teaching and learning. And I think it was, from Ellen Kennedy on down, everybody was all in on it and on making sure that faculty were prepared. So I felt very supported in that, and I learned a lot from that process. And now as a dean, that's been invaluable to me as I, look at other faculty members' online courses and evaluate those courses. And we have, great conversations about, how to teach those and what different approaches could be. And so it's been a really good learning experience for me, and I'm very proud of the way that the college handled that.
Lori D Moon, how about you? Because yours is a lot of really hands-on kind of stuff.
Yeah, so that was the year I took the interim dean position right before COVID hit.
Yeah,
So that was very interesting.
that.
We pretty much come that September, we're back on campus. We learned 6 feet distancing and wiping down our surfaces and masking and all of those things really quickly. And I think probably what I learned is that being a nurse is a wonderful thing. Being in healthcare is a wonderful thing. I remember there was one issue when we had a local nursing home who their patients were riddled with COVID, a bunch of their staff was riddled, and they called us and said, "Can you help? Is there anything you can do?" And
Remember
I
that.
can remember standing in our cafeteria where everyone was 6 feet apart and saying, "This nursing home, skilled facility needs some help. They need some help with personal care. Is there anyone willing to go?" And the student nurses and our faculty whose hands went up, and they actually went and worked a couple days in a row free.
Wow.
Just to help out the community, help out the skilled facility, just reinvented my love for nursing and the dedication that these folks had, and our respiratory therapists, our PTA that went into the trenches every day. I also learned that if you do what you're supposed to do and you do good hand washing and you do your masking and you take care of yourself, that you can really go a really long time without getting COVID. None of our students or faculty who went to that nursing home for those 3 days ended up with COVID during
Oh,
that
that's
time.
great.
But they were doing exactly, what they were supposed to do, best practice.
Thank you for the community that they did that. I'm glad that word got out because I hadn't heard that anywhere else. So thank you. Thanks to all of those people that did that. Now, here's what I got. I have a lung disease. And on the 21st or 22nd of March, I got a call from my doctor in Boston at Mass General Brigham telling me they didn't know what it was. Their emergency room was full, their respiratory room. And because of my condition, I probably shouldn't leave the house. Definitely do not get in crowds. And then, of course, then it come out within a few days that it was this COVID thing. But BCC always comes through. No, it does. Same with, I don't want I don't know how to say this tactfully, but I've never been good at that. You probably picked that up by now. BCC trained cops were different from others. BCC trained, that's my opinion. And of course, the views and opinions expressed on this program are mine and those of my guests. They in no way, no way, represent the Pittsfield School Department, School Committee, Mayor Marchetti in the mayor's office, Peter White in the city council, and so, but Lori, how about you? How did you had to be just overcome? I mean, not you weren't because you reacted, but what a shock to just get that call.
Right. And I had actually just started out here too. And I was in Matt's role at the time as a dean of humanities, behavioral, and social science. But we were all in meetings, and Lori was there too, trying to decide what to do, how to respond. And I, it's not easy, but I think as Matt and Lori have described, the college did do quite well. And I do know that one of the things that I am particularly proud of that Matt mentioned is how much the college supports teaching and learning and really wants good quality teaching and learning. So all new faculty, and we have nine, maybe 10, starting this academic year, they get a reduced teaching load so that they can participate in a new faculty seminar and get support
Oh,
from our
good.
Division of Teaching and Learning. So we
Oh,
really strive to provide high quality teaching, and that's what our faculty come here for, and that's what we try to support and create a safe environment for them to continually improve, because like, as with all of us, we can continue to get better. And so we want to
good.
support faculty in that role too, and invest in that area and that division and resources in that area. And so I think to Matt's point, the college did respond quite well because we had already this division and had already had some faculty who were pretty trained in teaching online, and they stepped up to serve as like mentors for other faculty and gave extra time and support. And I think we got through it for a lot of those reasons. And then I think from that, we've learned how to teach better online. I think it was a nice learning opportunity for all of us to say, how can we improve what we're already doing, and do our best practices from the classroom into online teaching as well. And so I think that's kind of been a nice lesson, for us too.
Yeah, and I applaud, I really do applaud the effort the BCC put into remaining functional, for lack of a better word. Not a lot of places did that. As you know, a lot of them shut down for a while and then regrouped or whatever, but you guys didn't miss a beat. So, when you, what would you say? I'll say this and then you maybe can pick dovetail into it. If I was thinking, if I'm a young kid or I'm a middle-aged guy or gal or in my late 20s, going 30s, and a job, and I'll give you an example. When they were building the new Taconic, I met a friend of mine's son who was probably in his 40s, okay? He had already had a knee replacement. He was a Tyler. And he said he didn't know how much longer he could do this, and his arms were bothering him. And I said to him, why don't you drive out to BCC and just sit down with somebody out there and chat? Well, I guess he did that because his father said he now has a job where he works, and it's not as labor intense. Now, when you're 20, you can do labor intense. When you get to be 40, it's less labor and more intense. So that's you can copy that if you want. It's scientific, according to Bill Sturgeon. But I do really want to push that. And Adam, I think it was Adam, was telling me how you got a huge percent of what they call non-traditional students.
Right. Yeah, we do, and that's been increasing. And we're seeing great success with
Oh,
retention
yeah.
students too, which has been wonderful. And many of them have registered already for this semester. And so I think, yes, it's a great place for individuals, no matter where you are in your life journey, to come back and explore a new opportunity, new avenue that is of interest to you. And I think for me, one of the beauties of BCC is it really does represent more of a real reality. because you have people from a variety of ages in the classroom. You have people from a variety of cultural backgrounds, people from a variety of gender, variety of races and ethnicities. And it's a nice place to really kind of get a taste of the contributions that people can make based on their experiences they've had from those various, depending on where they are in terms of their age or background, and bringing that to the classroom, which I think is great. And it enhances all of us, right? It enhances, the people who are 18 straight out of high school, enhances the people who are 16 still in high school, enhances the people that are 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 to hear a variety of perspectives. Yes, so that you
Keep
continue
going, Lori.
on.
You got
70,
this. Keep
80,
going.
I don't know.
Thanks, kid.
It's never too late to learn, right?
That's right.
And so I think that's what we strive to create, a place where everyone has the opportunity to learn and to pursue something that may be of interest to them. And as you said, like you may have done something for a number of years and come back, and this could be your second career. And I know we see that in nursing and other fields as
Yes.
well. And so it's a great place to explore a different avenue that you might have had an interest in for a while and never had a chance to explore. And so I think that's what we strive to be here for, available to people wherever they're ready to come.
Thank you. And Lori, I just want to jump, Lori Moon, I just want to jump over to you. It is true because you have people in their 30s in the nursing program.
I think our oldest student that I can think of was 67, who went through our nursing program. So we have everyone,
Yes,
our
oxygen.
youngest was 17, who started when he was 17.
Yeah.
So and every age in between, we have, single parents, we have married,
Yeah.
teams of kids, we have younger folks who decided not to go away and stay here, across the gamut. And it's really wonderful, especially when someone comes back and says, "I don't know if I can do this, but I really want to." And we're like, "If you really want to, we'll help you, and you can."
That's right.
And that's just, especially with free college, kudos to Massachusetts for free community college. It does give that opportunity to folks that maybe wouldn't have thought of it before or
That's right.
couldn't afford to do
Couldn't
it,
afford it.
who are now saying, "You know what? Maybe I want to change. Maybe I want something better." And like Lori said, we really feel like this can change not only families but generations. And we have a lot of folks who come as first generation college students.
Yeah.
And that's so exciting. I was a first generation college student, came to BCC for nursing. So those are students that are, particularly close to my heart. And, whatever we can do to help students succeed and follow their dreams is what we want to do. And, I think every faculty member and staff member who works here, that's their goal, is
Yes.
to make dreams come true.
The person who told me this, and I has passed, but I will say this. They taught at a university, and then they found out about BCC, and they came to BCC because, and I'll never forget this, they came because BCC was student-centered, not professor-centered. And I got to tell Matt, because I knew a lady that was 51 years old when she went back to BCC, and her first course was English comp. And she got a B plus, and you would have thought she got an A plus plus. She was ecstatic. And the reason was she had started at BCC, got married, got pregnant. You know the story. But it was always her goal to graduate, and I believe she did graduate from BCC. So that's a credit to all of the teachers and all of you, and what BCC stands for. It is student-centered.
Absolutely. And I'm thinking as you're talking, our valedictorian this past year, Michael Morse, was a returning student and, similar kind of story,
Yeah.
came back to school years later and was, so excited to get going and knew why he was there, knew what he wanted and was very, very successful. And I think surprised himself and surprised, the people in his life. So that was just a great story of someone who did
Yeah.
exactly that.
So if you're out there and you're listening, don't procrastinate. Nobody's promised tomorrow. I learned that at 19 years old in Vietnam. No one's promised tomorrow. Get out there. At least talk to them. Go out. You can call on the phone. You go out and make an appointment and go out and talk to somebody and tell them what your goals and dreams are, because these are dream fulfillers. They really and truly are. You have to put the work in. Don't think it's, like I said, don't think it's grade 13, because you'll get a big surprise. When I first started, half our class was grade 13. A quarter of that half never came back, at least when I was there. So, I can't thank you guys enough. Now you've been told a half hour, right? Or no? Right? Okay. Oh. I give myself CPR after we go off. Thank you so much. And I just can't thank you guys enough for what you do. And I tell Adam Klepetar, I'm going to hold him to the free coffee he promised me 3 years ago when we started this. It's now coffee and a donut. Best of luck. And don't take this as a threat. I'll be out to see you.
Thank you.
Lori,
Thank you.
Matt, best of, I hope you have a great semester.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much,
You
Bill.
bet, kids. Bye bye.
Bye.